Hi, Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to Much Ado About Some Shit. Okay, that was a solo.
I just wanted to punch. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's okay. Anyway. We are back for another week of nonsense and buffoonery.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared. What are we doing?
We are continuing our journey with Vanderpump Rules Season 11.
Crushing. All right.
Sorry.
I feel like you're not, but
sorry.
It's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. Do you remember what happened last time?
Fully, no.
Perfect. Nothing. Not a single thing with any of these people.
No thoughts in my head. Sheena has OCD, which was not relevant to the plot.
Correct.
That was the thing. James.
Got
his dog back.
Tom,
both of them continue to suck.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Cool. Do you remember anything in particular about James and the dog?
Lisa got his dog back.
Mm-hmm.
The dog had been put in foster care.
Uh-huh.
By his ex.
Uh-huh.
The other part of Scam
Raquel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bad.
Yes.
Sorry. Side note.
Uh-huh.
Hearing Tom Sandoval's name in my head reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
John Oliver, in a recent thing, did a total dig at Tom Sandoval, and I understood it, and I was both amused and upset.
What show was that on?
I think it was his video on the Supreme Court, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was just one of a passing gag of idiots.
Okay.
And
love that.
And he just slipped it in there, and I was like, I know who he's talking about and why the guy's stupid. Anyway.
Beautiful. John Oliver was recently on Watch What Happens Live with Ariana.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And I know.
So that was, like, personal.
Yes. So I want to talk about Graham and James.
Yes.
The dog, Graham.
The dog, Graham.
Yes.
The man, James.
Yes. James's girlfriend, Allie, lives with James.
By the way, I haven't said this in a while.
Uh-huh.
If you're only listening to our podcast, you can still see any pictures we're talking about on our Instagram at Much Ado Some Shit.
I post those.
They're available. And no, there is no viewing required to understand this podcast.
No.
Anyway, just realized I hadn't said that in a while.
Fair enough. Allie has a cat, and Allie lives with James.
Yes.
So.
Gonna take some getting used to. Gonna be some growing pains.
Yep.
That's allowed.
And James just shows up with the dog.
He might have wanted to call ahead.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, Allie's pretty cool about it. She's
his dog disappeared and then he got it back.
Yeah.
That she should be.
I mean, she's cool about it. She is a little like, this does kind of suck because, like, I couldn't get rid of Raquel last year and now, like, her dog is here, like, living with us. Like,
but it's not
I can't
her
get rid
dog.
Of this bitch. Exactly.
Don't take it out on the adorable puppy.
No.
Win the puppy over to your side.
Mm-hmm.
Make it your dog. Use it for revenge.
Yeah. No, she's cool with it.
Okay.
It just, you know. Then we get a scene where Sheena drags her husband, Brock. He wasn't in the last season, I don't think, a whole lot, because nobody liked him.
I didn't remember that he existed,
mm-hmm.
but they all just kind of exist in a nebulous state in my mind.
Yeah, that's fair. So. Yeah, Sheena drags Brock to a bikini store.
You'd think he'd be slightly invested in that trip.
Maybe. Because do you remember anything about what they're doing soon?
Not even a little bit.
Perfect. They're going to go to Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
Lisa is opening a new restaurant over there.
Oh, that hasn't happened
yet. That hasn't happened yet. No.
Oh, okay. Guess I assumed
this
Tahoe
episode.
Was done.
No, Tahoe is not
we'll
done.
We'll never be free.
No.
Okay.
So, Sheena drags Brock to a bikini shop.
Uh-huh.
And because of Sheena's OCD, and it sounds like a little bit of judgment from her mother, Sheena has a very difficult time getting a babysitter for Summer. Yeah. She doesn't like leaving her with just anybody. She has a hard time just, like, hiring some random.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard for a lot of parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the nanny that they had was a good friend of Sheena's.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But she nannies for another family, and the mother of that family just gave birth. So in addition to nannying whatever children they already had.
There's
now
a new
she's
baby.
Nannying a newborn.
There's a brand new baby.
Mm-hmm. So Brock asks Sheena about getting another nanny while they're out bikini shopping. And it starts a fight a little bit because Sheena's like trying to shop, but Brock like really wants to talk about this.
Maybe wait, give it a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, Sheena gets really upset at him for like bringing this up when they're out in public and like kind of starting a fight in public.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah. It's really fun and awkward.
I love being around couples like that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The ones who can't just leave their shit at home.
The crew, minus Ariana and Katie, head to Tahoe, and the worm cries.
Why?
Because nobody is shunning him. Like, he walked into the airport, and Sheena was like, hey, come over. Hi. Come on over. So he's like, oh, my God, they're treating me like a fucking human. It's like, yeah, they're probably doing that because this is really awkward.
Yep.
And, like...
not a lot of people just are blatantly hostile all the time.
No. No.
Like, there's moments. They're also out in public.
Mm-hmm.
So...
they're out in public, and they are public personalities. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It would look really bad if they were like, oh, you're here. I mean, a lot of people would understand because a lot of people know about everything that happened, but still. So we get to whatever Airbnb that they're staying in mm-hmm. Tahoe,
mm-hmm.
and Brock and the Worm are in the kitchen, and Brock asks Worm how they're going to all get through this weekend, and the Worm is like, I don't want to do this with you, bro. I don't want to do this. And Brock is like, okay, but, like, how do we get through this weekend, especially when you're, like, bringing this energy?
Yeah.
And Worm is like, I'm in a good place. But then he also says that Raquel and I didn't have a malicious intent. What is the intent when you're fucking another girl, when your partner of 10 years is at her grandmother's funeral? What's your intent there?
Selfish.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you weren't thinking about the other person at all.
I mean...
but you were still affecting their life.
Absolutely.
In a very negative way, you selfish fucks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same thing of, like, you don't want to think about your grandma while you're sucking dick. Like,
you don't... is that the same thing?
Like, you don't want to think about your girlfriend while you're fucking your side piece.
I guess. I don't know. I think it's just narcissism.
And yeah.
That's bad and hurts other people, whether they're thinking about the other people or not. Mm-hmm. It still hurts them, so.
Also, like, to an extent, intent doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. It can make a difference in, like, the other person's reception of whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this fucking case.
No, not at all.
Your intent was to fuck your side piece.
So Worm says, Raquel and I didn't have malicious intent, and we felt like people were purposely being malicious to us.
The fuck? Yeah, because you did a bad thing, and now you have to deal with the societal consequences.
Yeah, you did a bad thing, you cheated on your partner, and thus kind of made everybody split.
Yep.
Because you can't... I love when people are like, we broke up amicably, blah, blah, blah. There's still always going to be a little bit of a...
something. A tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
Yep.
Okay, also, James walks in on Brock and the Worm's conversation in the kitchen, and it's really awkward and weird. He's like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, I got to fix my hair. I don't know what it's doing. It's weird. It's very weird.
When you start in and then, like... actually, never mind. Bye.
Vibes bad. We also get Brock apologizing to Sheena for the bikini shop incident. And he says he's going to be more aware of where they are.
Yeah, just so. Sometimes somebody's not in the mood to have a particular conversation, my guy. You just got to read them. And sometimes you miss a cue. It's okay, but, like, stop.
Uh-huh. And also, don't talk about something serious in a very small shop. And location where there's two employees and there's no one else there.
Also that, because then it's like...
yeah, it's awkward for everybody.
Things I hear in passing at my job.
I bet. So, it was too late to take Graham, the dog, on the flight.
Yeah, it's a whole
thing. It's a whole rigmarole.
Yeah.
So Graham gets to ride on the PJ, the private jet, with Lisa to Tahoe. What? Are you mad that this dog has a better life than you?
No, I'm just, well.
Actually, honestly, my Chihuahua, who has to live with me, has a better dog, has a better life than I do.
True. Pets always have the better life. I'm not mad about that. It's giving, like, one of those dog sports movies.
Okay.
Like Air Bud or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, one of the sequels when things get really off the rails.
Real weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually seen one of those movies, fun fact.
There's no rule that says a dog can't play basketball. Anyway.
Okay.
No, I just kind of forgot that these were private jet people for a hot second. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, eat the rich. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know how I forgot. I mean.
Fair.
This is wealth porn.
Really?
All of it is.
Yes. That's one thing that kind of frustrates me about Vanderpump Rules a little bit is because when they started, they were all broke and working at a restaurant.
Right.
And, I mean, most of these people are not going on private jets.
Right.
Like, the only one who was regularly taking private jets was Lala, and that's...
she was being a sugar baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is one thing that I miss. I miss them, like, none of these people work in the restaurant anymore.
Mm-hmm. Cast of Friends season 1 versus season 10. Season 1, they're all, like, just regular-ass actors, not knowing this is their big break.
Mm-hmm.
Season 10, they're all multimillionaires. Friends, cast, paid.
Oh, you're talking the show Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about this show. I thought you were talking about Vanderpump Rules.
No.
Yeah, I know that they were making
No. 750,000 per episode. All of them. Multimillionaires after 2 episodes.
I'm glad for the women that they got the exact same amount as the men.
I will say David Schwimmer played the most obnoxious character.
So obnoxious.
But the more I find out, he's like a good dude.
Yeah,
like
that makes
he's
sense.
The one who spearheaded them all doing a united front so everybody made the same.
Hell yeah. That's
like,
sick.
Yeah, no, he's actually a good dude. He just played.
Thank goodness.
The tooliest tool.
The worst person.
Just the worst.
And
anyway.
How? Okay.
But yeah, it's like they start out in season 1 as like human people. And then by the end, it's like they have too much money and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
The any ounce of relatability is just gone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're about to fucking take a nosedive on a couple of these people.
All right, let's do it.
So Lisa comes to drop Graham off at the Airbnb, and everyone's just kind of in shock. Everyone's like, oh my God, is that Graham? Like, is that actually him? Like, how is he here? What happened?
We got the bumper double.
Yeah, like everybody's very confused. And Allie is sitting next to Lala, I think, and Lala is just like, oh my God, are you serious? And Allie's like, yep.
Unexpected dog.
Yep.
Like, just embrace it.
Yep. Allie asks the worm if he knew anything about the whole Graham situation. And
he didn't care about the people. You think he cared about an animal?
No, but Raquel had the dog.
Yeah.
Raquel had an affair with Sandoval.
Tom. Yeah.
Sandoval was probably at her apartment quite often and knew a lot and has been talking to Raquel, supposedly.
Yes.
So.
I understand, but also, of course he wouldn't fucking care. He's a sociopath.
Well, and Allie's just trying to see if he knew anything and get information.
Sure.
We cut to a confessional and says, James doesn't know the real story and he isn't in the right mind to hear it from me.
That doesn't sound like a good story.
There was so much, like, hullabaloo and garbage around Graham when it all came out that James had Graham now. We had James and Lisa being like he was in a foster situation and, you know, through humane societies and connections made it back to Lisa. And Lisa, I mean, technically, Graham is property of Vanderpump Dogs, making him Lisa's property.
It's not a bad strategic move, actually, to make sure nobody can fuck with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And I mean, it's kind of the same thing as other humane societies. Like, if Lisa sees James or Allie mistreating Graham, she can say, okay, give me my dog back.
Yep.
So when this all came out, we also had Raquel and her mother being like, that's not what happened. We tried to place him with different members of the family, and he was aggressive and bit so many people, and he bit Raquel and all of this stuff. And oftentimes, if a dog bites three people or more, they're going to be put down.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's, like, the police don't let you just go, no, it's fine. Like, mm-hmm.
If it's reported.
Right. Well, but, if somebody has to go get treatment,
yeah,
that's it.
Like, exactly. So, yeah, there was just some, like, back and forth.
What happened with the dog.
Yeah, exactly. So, also, like, who's going to trust whatever Sandoval says?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Known honest man, Tom Sandoval.
Love it.
Yeah.
So then they all have dinner with Lisa, mm-hmm. and she takes them to her new restaurant space. Mm-hmm. It's still in, like, renovation territory. So she is like, yeah, go ahead, pick up a sledgehammer and, like, knock the wall. So everybody does that.
Sledgehammering is fun.
Mm-hmm. Schwartz hits the wall and says, I don't want to be single at 40.
Okay.
Sheena says, motherfucking restraining order, because Raquel put a restraining order on her after allegedly Sheena punched Raquel in the face.
Don't do assault. Assault mm-hmm. is bad.
Assault is bad. But that's funny.
I do not condone this. But it might be slightly funny. Anyway.
The worm picks up the sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
And says many things, including worm with a mustache, scammed of all. He also says Charles Manson's son, because apparently Sheena called him that on a podcast. It's very awkward.
All right. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I expected nothing less.
It's weird. They go to dinner with Lisa, and Lisa at one point is like, hey, James, how are you doing? And James is like, I'm good. And then she goes, what's your favorite thing about Sandoval?
Lisa.
There's no subtlety.
No.
There's no...
She's making it clear that she's taken her side mm-hmm. and her stance.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the boss. She's going to make it known.
Mm-hmm.
Still sucks, though.
Yeah. It's a yikes.
It's a yikes.
After dinner with Lisa, Worm has a private conversation with James. It's this weird apology thing he does where he doesn't actually apologize.
Classic.
It's very weird. For some reason, the other person in the conversation walks away not hating him.
Sly.
Yeah. It's weird.
Sly and manipulative.
Yeah.
Well, we knew he was that.
Yeah, exactly. Literally lied about a 7-month affair.
Well, yeah, no, it's people like him can be charming when they need to.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually things blow up, but it's like he got Lisa back on his side by manipulating her in just mm-hmm. the right way. Maybe that's unfair of me.
There's a lot of good reason for Lisa to keep him both on the show
mm-hmm.
and a lot of good reason for her to make sure he gets in the good graces of everybody else. Also for restaurant purposes.
Well, yeah, there's business purposes. Why I was backtracking was because it's like my mind went back to his telling her he was feeling suicidal.
Yeah.
And you do have to take that seriously, even though just with his, like, signature behavior, it feels like everything he does to get somebody on his side is manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
You can't assume that when somebody says they want to unalive themselves, though.
Right.
You have to take it seriously. But mm-hmm. I just feel like he's very good at charming people in just the right way when he needs to get in their good graces.
Yeah.
And he knows Lisa is a powerful ally, and he's money to her, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. None of it's great.
None of it's good.
Love it.
Having a bad time.
Mm-hmm. So back in L.A., Ariana is having a photo shoot for her new cocktail book. Single AF.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
I own this book because my husband got it for me as a Christmas present. Because he's the best.
It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why I wanted it too was because there's a whole 2-page spread that is what she knows of Tom and Raquel's relationship timeline.
Damn, mm-hmm. She knows how to sell a book. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and especially, I mean, her last cocktail book was with Tom.
Uh-huh.
So
fuck him.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yep. She gets all the royalties for this one.
We love to see it. Okay. Next morning in Tahoe, Worm brings in a yoga teacher and has them do a meditation back to back. And because of the setup, Sheena and Worm are back to back.
Flip them.
Right? They're like sitting on the ground and the instructor is like, you know, work with this person to like stay upright. Lean on them when you need more. And she's pretty much immediately overwhelmed by this.
Mm-hmm.
She feels really frustrated that she can't have him as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a really good friend to her.
Sure.
Examples are like welcoming her into the group in the first season. Like mm-hmm. He was the only one that was like, hey, Sheena, we're taking a picture. Come over. Like, only one that really included her.
Yeah.
And he apparently gave her a lot of money when she was really broke. In 2020.
Rich person really broke.
Yeah. Well, apparently her podcast had ended, which doesn't make sense to me because I feel like podcasts had a huge boom in 2020.
Well, yeah, we were all locked up and needed content.
Mm-hmm. And podcasts were one of the few ways you could make content while being separated.
Yeah.
So.
Just needed a mic.
Yeah. But yeah, supposedly her podcast was canceled and she was pregnant. So also she says that, and they were filming in 2020.
I don't want to remind people of that because a lot of shows like this were being pretty laissez-faire about the pandemic mm-hmm. and pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, everybody quarantined except the rich.
Right, yeah.
Like, fuck off. You're getting everyone sick, you fucks.
The way that this one worked, they weren't filming during really bad times.
Mm-hmm.
There are some shows like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was filming in like April.
Mm-hmm.
And we did see masks from them, which was nice. But, yeah, but still not great. Time. So anyway. Yeah, there's that. The yoga instructor then has everyone look at their partner and asks them to look at that person and imagine what it would feel like if this was the last time you saw this person.
It's a big old cranked up middle finger there.
It's so like
heavy-handed.
So heavy-handed, so like obviously put on, like
that's manipulation again.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Can't you be a little slyer with your manipulation instead of pow?
No, heavy-handed. Make him feel all the bad.
So annoying.
Yep.
So Sheena then says that she saw the mask fall and realized that this is still Tom and not the worm.
Sheena,
get it together.
Don't let it work.
We love you, honey.
Come on. It's all happening.
Right? It's all happening. In LA, Ariana talks to Katie about how if anyone is friends with the worm, is not her friend, and this is a boundary she is setting because she doesn't want him to have any access to her.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair.
Right? Yeah.
Like, 10 years they were together.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. They're still sharing a fucking house.
Still. Yeah, no, it's annoying. Yep. While he's in Tahoe, she's, like, talking to her lawyers and also talking to their interior designer. And trying to figure out, like, what's custom, mm-hmm. what wasn't custom, what she actually spent money on, what they technically have together,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They have this piece. It's Legos. And it's a portrait of them together. No. So here's the great part.
Uh-huh.
The interior designer is like, so I spoke with the artist of the Lego piece, and he says he can rework it so that it's just you.
Actually, that's way better.
Right?
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine coming back home and a portrait that had you in it is replaced with an identical portrait without you.
Oh.
Even better if there's like arm around nothing or something. That would be so just funny.
Copy paste the new boyfriend in.
Yeah, there we go.
She'll so just funny. Have to change it every time.
Yeah. Oh my god. Nah, just you. Just you, girl.
Right, own it. Seriously. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too funny.
It's so good.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So we get a little bit of Katie talking about dating mm-hmm. and how she doesn't think she wants a project boyfriend again. Like yeah. Schwartz was.
Yeah, no. That, no.
No.
She don't never do that. Date a project.
You can't fix him.
You can't. Just date a fully realized human yeah, that you get along with.
Exactly.
And then maintain each other in that nice way, not in a, you're broken and I must fix you.
Yeah, that's never good.
No.
You can't fix them, I'm sorry. That's just not how that works.
Nope.
So Brock and the worm get into it on the gondola.
The gondola!
The gondola. It's like a weird ski gondola. They yeah. go up this big old hill and then there's a whole bunch all of right. Tahoe that they can see.
Yeah.
Because Brock tries to defend Sheena and Tom defends himself. Apparently, when Scandoval broke, there was rumors that Brock also slept with Raquel. And this supposedly started with the Worms team.
He wasn't the only one who slept with her.
Mm-hmm.
What a shit.
Yeah.
Excuse.
Right, yeah. And Brock, like, brings this up. He's like, our team reached out to your team, uh-huh. and they said, like, off the record, that it was from them. So.
Look, Tom, it's not the girl who you slept with that's the problem. It's the fact it's that you slept with somebody who wasn't your decade-long partner and hurt her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're the fucking problem, Tom.
It's dear you. God. You. You're the problem, it's Tom. You. It right. works for either Tom in this.
Truly.
Okay, we're going to end on this, but I'm going to end with the funny note I have about how the worm is wearing a hilarious shirt. It's like a regular kind of like navy green gray shirt.
Sure.
But it very obviously says, I feel fine in Sharpie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just really trying to layer on that
mm-hmm.
that patheticness.
It's weird. Like, I feel like they probably did some sort of exercise with t-shirts and, like, writing, you know, their feelings on it or some shit sure. that we didn't see.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, it's so out of place and so weird.
That's very strange. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap this week up here.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Uh-huh. How do you feel? Do you need to lay down?
I need to lay down.
Shit.
Lay down day.
I'll check for beer.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we'll be back next week with something. If you haven't, check us out online. We're on Instagram, TikTok. We have a Patreon. All of that is at Much Do Some Shit. If you don't know that we are doing video now, check out our YouTube channel, also at Much Ado Some Shit. And a big special shout out to our patrons,
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for all listening. And we will see you all next week.
Bye.